What is Love Radio Show is sponsored by Fantasy App. Fantasy is a safe space to communicate about your fantasies and passions without fear of judgment. It is a dating app for open-minded couples and singles to experiment with your desires that don't have to be secret anymore.
Check it. Yo, I woke up this morning with a dream to change the world. Just wanna bring a smile to every boy and every girl. Can't do it by myself, on my own and all alone. The world is changing now, so let's all get in the zone. Every woman, every man, come and join me, lend a hand. It's time to step it up and lead our children to the promised land. The golden age of unity, of freedom and equality. Peace on earth is possible, just need a new mentality. Open up your heart and open up your mind. Open up your spirit and guess what you will find. Instead of us versus them, always focused on the enemy. You'll see that your enemy is just like you and me. The world is one country and mankind is citizens. Time to come together, y'all, all 7 billion. Turn war into peace, turn hate into love. Turn your frown into a smile, go give somebody a hug.
I can, you can.
We can change the world.
Hello, 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 hello. This is What is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. And this is Sasha Sugar. I'm very excited about today's show, as I'm always with my shows. I know it's quite a beach day. It's really hot outside, and most of you are most likely are on Rockaways, on Long Island Beach, and just, you know, chilling, sipping cold margarita, maybe having a joint, maybe not, looking at the waves. Still, you know, guys, even on a hot day like today, it is not impossible to be a giving, loving person and to care about others and to be able to give whatever you can give to, you know, to the person you love or to the person you hate. Like, really, what is love? Love is not just for good people. Love is for all people. And sometimes when you give, magical things happen. And that's why today on my show, I'm going to have, and I'm very excited to announce this person in a second. She is one of the magical and beautiful experiences of how love and generosity can provide fruitful results for everyone. So I'm excited to introduce Miss Carla Carrington. Hi, Carla.
Hi, how are you, Sasha?
I'm so excited to see you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And who did you bring to the studio?
I have my 10-year-old team
11.
Member. I'm sorry. Yeah. She's sensitive.
Well,
my 11-year-old.
You should, she is 11. You better know the age of those teens.
Maybe,
right?
She should tell you who she is.
Yeah. Hi, Sonia. So good to see you. I'm gonna give you a word in 5 seconds. I just want to quickly tell the story how I met you guys. So a few weeks ago, I was looking for a pedicure place because, yeah. I'm trying to save money for Burning Man, and I haven't done pedicure for quite a long time. My nails looked kind of bad, so I was looking around in the neighborhood for the pedicure salon, and I found you guys on Yelp. So I came to the salon, and the moment I came in, I saw all these teenagers and kids running around, and this amazing woman just kind of bossing them, not really bossing them, but just kind of giving them orders. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. And then this little boy comes up to me, and in a very professional and business tone, he was just like, hello, like, what are you here for? His name was Sincere, who is kind of late for the show, but it's okay. I mean, he probably will call in, or he might bike here, maybe not. He's very business and very busy young man. Anyways, I thought at that time I was like, okay, this is a really special place and these people are very interesting and I want to talk to them about what's happening, like what our love is. And we've talked with Carla and
Samaya.
Basically, that's it. And then now they're here. And so since he couldn't make it, he's a really busy man. He's 13 years old and he's just super busy. But I'm delightful to have this beautiful young lady, Sanaya, on my show.
Yay.
Sanaya.
Hi.
Hello. Are you excited to be on the show today?
Yes, I am.
Very good. So basically, the topic of the show is love beyond eros and the power of giving. When I met Miss Carla, I was just kind of in love with her right away because she is just this absolutely amazing and giving person who does a lot for the community. But I'll shut up. I don't want to spoil the story. I will let Carla talk for herself and then we'll take it from there. Whoever is listening to the show, you can always call us and ask a question, Miss Carla or Sanaya, or if you have your own inspirational story about the power of giving, you can tell us on the show. The call-in number is 718-928-9732. This is What Is Love Show, Radio Free Brooklyn. Let's get started.
Hey.
Hey, Carla. So, I mean, I'm in love with you, kind of. I mean, tell me, who are you?
Well, I am, first off, I'm the daughter of a pastor. So, yeah.
Ooh, that kind of explains a lot.
Yeah.
Does it?
Well, it explains a lot in the sense that growing up as the daughter of a pastor, you are required to just make outreach a part of your living. So it wasn't unusual for us to go to neighborhoods that may not have been as fortunate as ours and share food and to just, and in addition to it being connected to my faith, it has to do with, it's just the right thing to do. I know you said on the flyer that it was incredible. But incredible is things that people do that they're not designed to do. We're designed to be givers. So I don't think that it's anything.
We are designed, you mean by somebody's will?
You don't, it doesn't
by
have
God's
to be.
Will? Is your giving to the community tied a lot towards your faith in Christianity? Or
I would say that everything I do is tied to my faith.
Okay.
I have an older sister in Virginia who started a nonprofit in my mother's honor, and I watched her have a residential group home for teenage girls that were unwed mothers. So that was also another model of someone giving, because she's amassed all of the success with PhDs and all of these things, and her heart was really to see teenage mothers have a place. So now I'm able to use that same organization and affect it here in my own neighborhood. Although everything we do as it relates to the free lunch program for kids and our in-home nail care services for homebound senior citizens, that's just all something that we do because it's righteous. It's the right thing to do. It would be wrong for us to open a business in a neighborhood and see hungry kids outside our door and not address it.
Okay, so you kind of internalized this community orientation and giving and sharing generosity while you were growing up.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So there is a huge role of the parenting and education in raising kids into those adults who think much about the community.
Yes, and that's not to say that, you know, as the preacher's kids, like, it's true, we are the worst ones. I was terrible growing up.
What do you mean?
We'll save that for another show.
You have to close your ears for now because Carla's going to tell me something really interesting about her teen years.
Hey, really, let me just say that you could call any of my siblings on the phone right now, and if there was a black sheep in the family, it was me. I've got siblings who, you know, have all these advanced degrees, never seen jail. I've been to jail. I've done drugs. I've just done stuff. That's what comes in life. But how you respond to it,
right,
and how you bounce back from it, and how you use those experiences to help someone else is what really matters. It's not the tragedy that you experience, but it's what you do with it once you've gone through it to help someone else come out of it. So I've spent days hungry. I've spent days making bad decisions. I've just spent bad days. But coming into, first off, being blessed to even have my own business after a 30-year corporate career where I made a lot of money, to going to this place where, like, tips feed me. It's a completely different life, but I promise you that it's so much more rewarding to see what happens with these kids and to see that, you know, I've got one who's not reading so well. He's 13, but he reads on a third grade level. So it's our responsibility to see, because the school system's not doing it, it's our responsibility to see that, you know what, this kid's got to catch up. What can I do? We buy him graphic novels. We read. We teach.
Thank you so much, Carla. But you speak of this sense of responsibility as something that is given. But trust me, not every human feels that responsibility. So I wonder, what was the process of you realizing this is your responsibility? Like, was this something very natural because of your family, or is this something natural to, let's say, the Black community, or is this something natural to, I know you're from the South, to the Southern community? Because trust me, not everyone feels that they have to take responsibility to help others.
Well, first off, the name of my nail salon is The Nail Bell. And I named it that in honor of, like, Southern hospitality. You've been in my shop, and you know how you come in and you never meet a stranger. And everyone is just networking, and it's just a completely different feel from any salon you will ever experience. So I could not honor even having that portion of the name of my business without the principles behind it. There are some negative connotations to Bell, and I'm familiar with that as well. But when we say it in our relation to how things are done, it's always about hospitality. You can come to my house at 2:00 in the morning, and I will always feed you.
Okay,
it's just something that we do.
Roger that.
I ain't say it was going to be good. I just said I'll feed you.
Tonight, have you ever come to Carla's house at 2:00 in the morning?
No, I have
After
not.
After leaving the club, you know.
No, I have not come to Miss Carla's house at 2 a.m. in the morning because I was always asleep.
So what's your experience, Miss Carla?
My experience?
Yeah.
Like, Miss Carla, she's very, like, she teaches manners and she teaches us manners and, like, she always watch out for us. If our mom went somewhere or something, she'll watch us on Malcolm X.
Do you have siblings? Because you're speaking of we, or do you mean you and other kids in the community?
I do got one brother. And I have a lot of neighborhood friends that come to Miss Carla. They respect her. We all work together and have fun and stuff like that.
What kind of fun do you have together?
We clean. I like cleaning. And I also do nails and nail designs.
So you actually do nails in her salon?
It's doing good. I gotta work on my skills. Miss Carla teaches us manners and respect and all of that. And I appreciate it.
So, now, do you learn this by looking at her, at how she is with her customers, or she just, like, kind of tells you, okay, guys, you have to be respectful, you have to be kind. Oops, I think I just broke something. No, it's okay.
Yeah, so Miss Carla, if we just walk in the shop and be like, hi, Miss Carla, and just walk somewhere, like, inside the shop, she's going to be like, no, try it again. You got to come back with respect and enthusiasm. So, knowing me, I come in every time. Hello, Miss Carla. Hello, Miss Carla's clients.
She does.
Do you then take this, manner of behavior and apply it to other spheres? Like, mm-hmm. Do you use it in your family or in the school?
Yes, because my mom's originally from South Carolina.
Okay.
So if you go and walk up in my aunt's house, and if you don't say nothing to her, she gonna send you out and you're staying out until she feel like putting you back in.
Okay, wow. Is there anything about Miss Carla that kind of terrifies you?
Terrifies me?
Yeah, is she...
Not really, but...
Or very strict?
If we do not listen, she will tell us to get out sometime.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you should listen to her, right? Because she means good. Yes. So every lesson that she teaches you is for your benefit.
Mm-hmm. I really learned a lot from Miss Carla because it's also one of her neighborhood kids that doesn't really have a lot of stuff. And one day I just thought of giving better is better to give than receive. So I just donated some stuff that I had and gave it to her because you don't know what could happen.
Sorry, I'm about to cry. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And what is your dream?
My dream is to be a judge and or a lawyer.
A judge or a lawyer? This is what you're dreaming of?
But I really want to be both. Then so I could.
Is there a specific area that you are interested the most in the lawyer or the?
Yes, I want to be a judge for people who did stuff bad, and then you could probably work it out by not give them so long in prison. But it's the things that people do to make them do things like this. Like, that could be having a hard time, or like people kill themselves just because their life is really not going well.
How do you know all this?
Because look, it was my little cousin's birthday, and it was a man jumped in the train tracks and killed himself. And like, we got
in Brooklyn.
Yeah, we couldn't go to the place we wanted to go because the trains were delayed. But, like, it was just so sad how these people do this because their life's not going so well. So, as I grow older, I wanted to do a company for lawyers, young lawyers who want to, and children that want to learn and inspire off of other people. Then they won't be like them people who kill themselves just because their life's not going so well. And I think because I can be a judge or a lawyer, I can donate a lot of money to kids that's poor and people who's not doing well in their life.
Okay, so you want to be a judge and a lawyer to make some money and then to be able to donate them to different charities.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you could also open up a business, you know, your own business that will bring you money.
Yeah, I'm opening a lawyer business, like where young people who want to train to be a lawyer could come in and ask, how can I pursue my dream? First, you got to do some years of law school. That's what you got to do. And the tuition money is very hard. It's very hard to earn tuition money.
No, honey, I've gone to grad school here in New York, so I'm still paying off the debt. But it's fine. It's not. It shouldn't be. I don't think it should be intimidating others because there are all sorts of financial aid available.
I've been saving some money in my mom's bank account that I can have some tuition money and stuff like that.
You've been saving? How old are you? 11. What money have you been saving?
The money that I have been getting for Christmas and my birthday.
Oh, you don't think she works in my shop for free, do you? Oh, no. These kids make money.
Hold on a second.
No, this ain't no volunteer work. These kids charge me.
Do they get a special rate?
Yes, well, they are rewarded as relates to academics. They are rewarded with manicures or pedicures based on the actual grades they get. So there are manicure report cards, which are maybe not so good. And then there are pedicure report cards, which are higher grades, A's and B's. You get a greater reward. So they do get those perks as members of my team, but you got to get good grades to even work for me. They bring their report cards. If it's not good, you can't work.
How did you do in school, Dan, Saya?
How I was doing in school? For the last semester of school, my grades was perfect. Like, it was broken the chart. Like, I had the highest grades in the class. When, like, the second semester, I had twos and ones, and my teacher said I had to improve. And that's the time I couldn't work for Miss Carla. Because I had the worst grades in the class.
Well, she is tough.
Yes, like, that's
right.
She keeps
you accountable.
And start my third semester,
yeah,
I just started working and working. And when the last day of school came, my report card came, and it said that my grades is boom. Like, I passed everything.
Yay!
This is amazing. I'm very inspired by what you just said. And I know you wanted this song to play. We couldn't find it, but I think I've just found it. So this is a song for you. Sosanaz asked me to play the song that's her definition of love. And you guys all enjoy. This is What Is Love Show. We'll be back on air in about 3 minutes. And if you have any question to Sanaya or Mrs. Carla, please call us on 718-928-9732. And sincere, we are still expecting you. So get your bike and come to the studio.
I think you got a call. Hey.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. This is the What is Love show on Radio Free Brooklyn. Who is calling us?
Well, the person in your studio will know exactly who is on the line. This is Dr. Jan Chambers calling from Manassas.
That's my sister and bestie.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. How's your day going? How's your Sunday?
Everybody as well, let me thank you so much for having Miss Carla and her kids there with you today.
I'm so grateful to have them.
We're proud to see, you know, the connection that she has made there with the Brooklyn community. I hear of her passion from afar, and we're just proud of her. We love her kids from afar, and we believe that all that she has done is for a greater cause than who she is for us just being able to give back. And I'm just so proud that you, as a local person, have seen the labor, the fruits of her labor for the love of those kids. Those are her kids. Those are her kids. You cannot tell me those aren't her kids. So we want the best for them. And believe by you and others pulling together, we can make this happen for the betterment of. So I just want to say you guys have done a phenomenal
job. We all can do it together.
Carla,
absolutely.
I call her sister. I am so proud of you and love you so much.
Wait, are you calling from South Carolina? Or where are you calling from?
I'm Manassas, Virginia, right outside of Washington,
okay.
D.C.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So I know
we
my mother would be
Virginia.
Very proud of her. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
So we're proud of you, sister. Love you much. And know Mom would just be so proud of you. And she's looking from above. So look, love you. I'm not going to get on the phone and talk too long because I can get long-winded. That's my southern part coming in. And to Miss Shania, is that your name, sweetie?
Yeah, close enough. It's Shania.
Shania, okay. My apologies, Shania. I support you in all that you dream to do. And Miss Carla supports you and all that you dream to do. And all of the other kids, let them know that we believe in you guys and we can do it together, okay?
Okay.
And we love you.
Okay.
When are they coming down to Brooklyn?
Oh, now that's the mystery question.
How about Christmas time? New York is beautiful during Christmas.
Sister, when am I coming? It'll be soon. I'll answer it that way. It'll be soon. It will be soon. Okay. I promise. It will be soon.
Better, what is it? What does it say? Better late, later than
late
never.
Than never, yeah.
Better late than never.
Yeah. Well, we are waiting for you very much here in Brooklyn. And have you visited the salon yet?
No.
I have not had the opportunity.
Okay. So,
I have not.
Yes,
I have
you
not.
Must get your, you know, yourself and your family. I wanted to get your bun, but then I thought maybe it's a bit disrespectful, but I mean, I like buns.
general. So
she got a butt. It's fine.
Get your butt down to Brooklyn and check out the salon for yourself.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling. You have a blessed afternoon.
Oh, our pleasure. Love you guys.
Have
much
a great Sunday,
Jane.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Oh, so how many siblings do you have, Carla?
I have two brothers and I have two sisters, mm-hmm. and I have to be honest and say that the kind of love they've shown me is the reason my business still exists. If it had not been for their financial support, their prayers, all of my siblings just pitching in, if I'm short on payroll and just whatever I have needed. So they are, in fact, the reason that my business is still open.
Well, tell us a bit more, how did you come to there? Because I'm sure that a lot of people who listen to the show, they would be interested to know how you came up with this idea of having your own business, and what did you do? What steps did you take to make this happen? And maybe if you have some advice or for the folks out there who have an idea of business but not sure where to start, like, were you passionate about it? Was it your passion, or you just wanted to get out of the corporate world?
Well, I would say, first off, I come from a line of a family of entrepreneurs. As a matter of fact, it's in my blood. So my mother was a business owner. She started a graphic arts business back so long ago that her clip art would come out of the phone book. And she started out on our kitchen table. And then eventually that led to her opening her own space for her graphic arts business. And then she bought a check cashing store and just on and on. So I come from a line of people who own businesses.
Sorry, Carla, keep your thought. I think we have another call on the show. Hi, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. What is Love Show?
Hi, I'd like to talk.
Yeah, are you on the show? What's your name?
Oh, my name is Caitlin Abushalam, and the lady in the booth, that's my aunt.
Hi, Caitlin.
My whole family's calling.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, you have a question for us? You have your own story? You want to say hi to Carla?
No, ma'am. I just want to say that I'm really proud of her and that she's done such a good job, and I really miss her.
Thank you so much for your kind words.
Thank you, Kate.
What is the best thing you like about Carla?
She's a smart, kind, She's very helpful. She gives you good advice, and she just knows what are the right things to say. Like, when I'm not feeling good, I call her and I just talk to her, and it just helps me to like take time, and it's gonna be okay. And she gives me advice.
What was the toughest situation you had that Miss Carla gave you an advice on? When
I had a school situation where I've been wanting to go to this really nice boarding school, but it was far away, and my parents didn't want to let me go, and she wanted me to go, but she gave me advice on how I need to think about my parents' views and how I need to understand that they're thinking of me and they want the best for me, and how she wants the best for me, and she wants to see me succeed. And that's why I love my Aunt Carla. She's just a great person.
So what did you do at the end? What did you decide to do?
I decided to take her advice and listen to my parents and stay here.
Okay.
At least for now.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
14, okay. Yeah, you probably should stay a bit longer with your parents and decide what you really want. I mean, Sarah
knows
already. She's only 11, and she already knows that she wants to be a lawyer. I mean, I'm just inspired by this young lady. But you know, if you're not 100% sure, and I'm almost 30 years old, and this is my advice to you: if you're not 100% sure, don't rush. You know, take your time because you want to make the right decision.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having her on the show.
Course,
and thank you for taking
course.
The time to
listen
to me.
I'm so happy to have them. Well, you have a great Sunday afternoon, and I'll see you in the neighborhood. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Damn, Carla, you are so popular. My kids.
Look, I don't want to make this a Carla-a-thon. What I want to do, and I love my family, and I appreciate the support, what I want to be clear is what my objectives are as it relates to what we're doing with our neighborhood children. And I won't say underprivileged children, because some of these kids got on $300, $400 sneakers, and it amazes me, but you don't have a laptop at home. So ultimately, I know you asked me about how I started this business, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but ultimately I would like to see us build some type of community resource center for these kids, where we have computers and laptops, and we're able to help our kids stay competitive and to not fall behind because technology is the way. Sincere is my 13-year-old director of social media, and he's amazing. His posts get more hits than I do. Now, I can only afford him right now at this stage in my business. But, like, he is killing social media for me because I can't possibly do everything. So I don't have this huge marketing budget to go out, but he does very, very well in that arena. And I'm trying to cultivate something in these children to let them know that your dreams will manifest. So the same way my niece that just called in has a voice like Whitney Houston. I'm talking about this kid can sing the roof off.
Why didn't you say this early? I would have made her sing on the show.
Oh, honey, she would turn the show out. She's a special gift to the world, but she's very shy. So what do we look like as parents, as friends, as relatives, as siblings to see this gift and not help perpetuate it, to not help manifest it? So anybody with record connections, call us.
What do you think is the biggest Sanaya's talent or skill?
Sanaya is a gift to the world. She is a ball of personality. She always comes with a smile. I think that I am trying to help Sanaya manifest one face because she is sweet and angelic with us. But I have seen her on the street corner with the popping and the snapping of the neck. And I don't know that kid. I don't know the neck popping, finger snapping little girl. I don't know her. I know, hi, Miss Carla. Okay. Hi, Miss Carla's client.
She is hiding something.
Right. So I'm trying to help reconcile that into one healthy youth who will become a healthy adult. So whatever way we reconcile this, you know, some of these parents, these kids' parents have conflicts in the street. I have never in my adult life ever had a physical fight with another woman. Ever. But it's a common occurrence. Like, it's happening in front of my shop. And then I'm watching these kids witness this. We owe it to these kids to show them a better example.
Do you know an easy way, not so easy, but a way to rechannel your anger and negative feeling?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Towards something more constructive. And I know it's hard to do. I mean, it's very hard for me. Oh my gosh!
She's doing yoga, right?
Meditating right now in the studio, guys. You won't believe me. I can't believe she knows.
But that's because we have a sponsor. Shout out to Ray, who takes care of us, and she works for Lululemon. Took the kids shopping in the store in Soho, and now we do free yoga classes for the kids on Saturdays at 9 on her rooftop in Bed-Stuy. So every Saturday at 9, we've got a group of young kids. You want to speak on that, Miss Anaya? It looked like you're about to
talk. Yes. We do it on top of Crazy Fried Chicken.
We live in Bed-Stuy. You got to go where you can go, girl.
Yeah. And it's a bunch of neighborhood kids. Yesterday was all boys' day, so girls really didn't. We didn't
boys
come.
Go to yoga?
Yeah. Sincere and the whole lot.
Shit.
It was all boys at yoga yesterday at 9 o'clock
in the
morning.
That's not happening in the adult world. You know that, right? It's like 55% women face.
We had a class full of boys yesterday. All boys, no girls at all. But it's great because, but it gives them an outlet to talk freely and to be in a place where they're able to talk to adults and get other opinions.
So it's a mixed class. It's a kids and adults together.
Yes. Yeah, and it's free, so anyone is welcome to come. We meet in front of the shop at 199 Malcolm X on Saturdays at 8:45, and we walk down the block, and Lululemon provides the mats, and just, it's just
it's just so fun. Like, every Saturday, I wake up 8 o'clock sharp just to take my shower, get dressed, and go to Miss Carla's shop with Jayla and every other kid. And shout out to J-Lo.
Hey, J-Lo.
Yes, hey. Even though she's not listening, I know she's dying. But I'm going to tell her that I mentioned her. Like, we always come to yoga because it's something, like, if we're having a bad time, we could just meditate. Like, It's super fun.
I cannot believe I'm hearing an 11-year-old girl saying these things. How come I did not meet you like 10 years ago? Oh, well, you were technically one. It wasn't possible. I'm only now starting to understand these things, that it is possible to rechannel your energy, mm-hmm. and it is possible to just sit with your feelings mm-hmm. and feel them through and just let them out and be loving again. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, but not oh my gosh, you are on such a right path. I just admire you.
Because I always was inspired by my cousin Trisha. Shout out to Trisha.
Hey Trisha, hey, Trisha. If you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, call us. It's 718-928-9732.
All right, tell and me about Trisha. Yeah, she went to LIU College. And I always was inspired by her. I said, I want to go to that college. But now, I really think I don't. I think I want to go to Harvard University, but I always inspired by her. She was always a lovely woman. She always took me shopping. She taught me things that, like when I was 8, she taught me things 8-year-olds was not capable to do. She taught me...
Tell me more.
She taught me how to, like, she actually took me to this thing, like, it's like a space thing, like, it's like a, it's a beautiful place, like, I don't know what it's called, because I was 8, but, like, teach you how to camp, it's wilderness, like, 8-year-olds don't do this, like, but she is just a wonderful woman, and I love her, and I was always inspired by her, and now I'm inspired by Miss Carla, and how she do her nails. I watch her do her
she's in a great job. I know that.
And her cow gel and all of these other things. And I think that that is really good. And she could also build a better place. She could build a better community if we just gather more kids and more kids and more kids. And everybody can have a wonderful time. Because Miss Carla... She does free lunch programs. She do all of this stuff. And I think that that's really well. Because I also want to do that as well.
So you want to be Elor and you want to be given to your community.
I just want to donate a bunch of money. Then everybody can have some. Because not a lot of people have money, right?
Right.
So you know what I would do?
I need a drink.
When I turn 20, doing my years of law school, I will make sure that everybody in the community of Bedford-Stuyvesant has a shelter to sleep in, has a home. Because you see a bunch of people sleeping on the floor on Broadway or on Stuyvesant or Bedford, you see a bunch of them people sleeping, and I do not think that's right. So I'm gonna open a big community center home for people who's poor. All they gotta do, I'm gonna just send my patrol team to go find people who's poor, don't have enough money, don't have enough home. Free breakfast, free lunch, free dinner. Everything is free. It's just gonna be on me because I wanna do this for community.
You're gonna have a lot of money being held away, or another route that you can consider is going to politics. Trying to change, you know, some of the social policies.
Oh, she'd be a great politician.
Yeah, I can see that.
Sanaya for president, honey.
Yes, and I also was thinking of making some amendments. Like, we gotta have a better world. No guns allowed in Bedford-Stuyvesant, because you see a lot of kids getting shot. Everything, like, this is just out of control. So you know what we can do to help? All we got to do is be a bowler like Miss Carla.
Girl, but I ain't got no ball.
I really liked what she said about having a mentor and then you learn something from your cousin. I think it's crucial, you know, to have more of those people in our lives that inspire us. Carla, so your mom and your family inspired you. Did you have any other figure in your life that was a true inspiration?
Yeah, so we were... raised in initially Greensboro, North Carolina, and then Charlotte. But Greensboro is a small community, and we were sort of outcast in our community because we were the first blacks to ever move into the neighborhood where we lived. So our welcome was a cross burning in our yard. by the Klan. That was how we were welcomed to the neighborhood. In addition to us being like the only black family, there was only one Jewish family. And that gentleman, Mr. Jeep, owned a store. And he would allow us to come in and pay us a couple bucks to clean the shelves and stock his shelves. And so someone did this for us as well. And it was an old Jewish man named Mr. Jeep in Greensboro, North Carolina, who was also an inspiration. And all these years later, when you ask me about why I do it, and it's a culmination. So it has to do with my Christian experience, but it also has to do with my life experience, and it just has to do with who I am as a person.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. I just want to ask you more about what exactly you do in for Brooklyn community. If you could just list the services, and maybe if you want to ask our audience if they want to join, or if they are willing to help you to do these great things and good deeds in the community, this is a good time now, because then I'd want to move into a slightly more romantic conversation.
So we offer free lunch to kids usually during the summertime, on Saturdays and Sundays. You could drive by my shop at 10 o'clock on a Friday night and you will see a dozen kids, bicycles, scooters, tricycles, just everything in front of my shop. The kids will be outside using the Wi-Fi. But if there are people that want to contribute, like when Ray came in, she's one of my clients and offered the yoga classes. She's like, oh, I don't want to just be a gentrifier. I want to take part. So I have clients who will drop off a bag of apples. I don't receive any financial donations, not until we really get the 501c3 off the ground. But drop off a bag of oranges, just anything that, you know, that can help.
What's the address?
199 Malcolm X Boulevard, and that's in Bed-Stuy between Putnam and Jefferson.
Okay, you guys heard that? Drop a bag of oranges or a kiwi or whatever you have, some food, some love.
Yeah, just come meet the kids, because these kids are...
So it's Friday night, and then you meet them on Friday night, and then on Saturday as well.
Well, the kids are... You've been in my shop. The kids are in and out all week long, and it's. I'm thankful that we've been able to sort of make it where it's a synchronized effort, where it's not overwhelming, because, you know, in my shop, we serve wine, and it's an experience. So the kids have learned how to come in and just be a part of that without it being disruptive. It took us a while to do that kind of dance, but it's working now.
Yes, it is working. But I also want to say one thing before we move on to a different subject, that I want to give a shout out to Miss Ashona.
Yeah, Miss Ashona.
And Miss Ashley.
Yes, Miss Ashley and Miss Alicia and Miss Dion and all the ladies at the shop who are a part of this effort, because I don't do this alone. We're a team.
Yes.
They're all part of the village. As a matter of...
Ooh, a call.
Maybe it's one of your callers.
I don't have any more relatives. I think they are.
Hi, you're on What Is Love Show. It's a Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hello?
Yes, how are
Sincere.
You?
Hey, Sincere.
Oh my gosh,
Sincere. Hi, Sincere.
Hi, Sincere.
What's up, Bobby? How are you? Are you calling from the salon? It's a little loud on the background.
I'm sorry that I missed it.
Yeah, did you have another commitment to go to? Hello?
Hello.
Did you have another commitment that you had to go to?
No, I just woke up late.
Well, thank you for that.
Did you go out last night?
Probably.
Sincere? What are you doing there?
Nothing.
Okay.
I just came and they told me that you guys left and I came here late.
Well, now is your chance. So what is love to you, Sincere? This is number one question. Number two, what is the most important quality that you see in Miss Carla?
Hold on, can you say it again?
So what is love to you, your definition of love, and then what are the most important qualities that you see in Miss Carla?
Right. Love is caring about somebody. And, like, if something happened to them, you would take it to heart. And you really feel deep. Your feelings will be deeply for them.
Okay. Have you been in love yet in your life?
Sincere,
have you been in love?
Say it again.
Sorry, my Eastern European accent. I'm asking if have you ever been in love?
No, I don't even know what love is.
Okay, thanks. I think we should have started with that. And also the fact that you wanted me to play a booty song as your description of love.
I don't know if it's booty, what?
You want to sing that to us?
Huh?
Do you want to sing that song to us?
No.
Oh, come on. You aren't that shy. I know you.
He's not shy at all.
You're not a shy boy. Still a no, huh? Okay, you have another minute. Do you want to say anything about Miss Carla, about what she does in the community, or also what are your dreams? What
about Miss Carla?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Miss Carla is a great business owner, and she looks out for all the kids in the community.
What is the most important lesson that you have learned from Miss Carla?
Stay off the street, come to her shop.
Stay
off the street.
Right. And you are definitely following the lesson because I've seen you at her shop and I was just drawn to your amazing energy. Sincere, thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry you missed the show, but I'm glad you are able to listen to it. And stay out of the street and the best of luck to your, you know, to you.
Okay.
You seem like you're going to have a great future. You have this amazing energy and really just, you know, keep going. Like, keep it up.
Later, Sincere.
All right.
Bye,
have
honey.
A great Sunday, okay?
Later, Sincere.
Yeah, they'll see you later. All right. Bye.
Bye.
I feel that I have to play the booty song now. But
I don't think we have time for that. Like, we have more interesting things to discuss. Just before we move, we'll have 5 minutes to talk about romantic love. Miss Carla, do you have any? You are at the position now that you are able to financially have, you know, your own business and then help out on the side, do the good deeds, do stuff for the community. Do you have any advice for people who might not have very stable financial situation, but they still want to be able to do something good, to be given? Because there are other ways to be given, right? Even if you are not very...
This is my other way, because these are the leanest financial times I've seen since the 80s.
Okay.
I had a very, very successful corporate life, and I appreciate the lessons that those places taught me. Burberry, that I worked for a number of years, was very big on community investment. Very big. They pay us 4 hours a month to go out and do something volunteer.
Oh, wow.
So I have adopted that model in my business, so much so that you're talking about people that really can't do anything. I have a 16-year-old who is my summer intern, right? So she's been working for me for a few months, and she's been with me over the summer when kids come in. And I'm like, well, can't you go check out a book? Just go to the library. And they're like, no, Miss Carla, I got overdue fines. And she's heard it so much that now she is starting a GoFundMe page to pay off the overdue book fines of these kids because they're locked out of the public library. So we think that we can't do anything, but she's 16. And she has a heart already just from watching my example, where she's like, well, how can we help? Like, these kids can't even check out books. So she's starting a GoFundMe page to raise $500 to pay off all the kids' overdue fines so they can get back in the library. It's about where your heart is. You can create an opportunity anywhere. You just have to be sensitive to the need.
Yeah, sure.
So I wanted to say that that everybody who wanna go and donate to Miss Ashona's page, go to GoFundMe.
You can say it louder, it's okay.
Right now. Right this minute. She made it, right? Yes. We're trying to reach $500 because I do got an overdue fund, $22.48.
Exactly. Go on GoFund. page. And what's the name of the campaign?
GoFundMe.
Right, it's the name of the website. But what is? How do they find this specific campaign?
How do you find it? You go on Google, Safari, whatever.
We'll get it back to you.
Right, so whoever's listening to the show, after the show, I'm going to post on my Facebook and the What Is Love social media, the page where you can find this campaign. And if you guys can donate a little bit, everything helps. Speaking of donations, Radio Free Brooklyn is also a non-profit, independent radio, internet radio station with a bunch of amazing, interesting, activist-oriented shows. We leave all the donations, so if you guys have a spare dollar or two or 10 million, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com and there is a donate button and give as much as you want. If you want to be a sponsor of What Is Love Show, I accept offers. It can be anything as well, $5, $10, whatever. Just reach out to me and we can figure something out. I mean, if you give something, I feel like if you give something, you're gonna get more. And that was my other question to you guys. How is fulfilling for you to be a given person? Like, the more you give, the more you get. Like, isn't it the natural law?
Yeah, well, I mean, you could call it God. I think all religions, all faiths subscribe to giving, whether it's the Feast of Purim for Jews or whatever it is, whether it's almsgiving for Muslims, there's always some form of giving in any sort of faith. So it's our mission is to serve. I just give because I'm a giver, and I'm not so perfect or great that I don't expect things to come, but I do believe in reaping what you sow. So if you sow good seeds in the ground, it has no choice but to grow good seeds. The fruit has to be good. So I'm seed planting and in hope of a harvest at some point. I can't say when, but it will come. That I know for sure.
And you better listen to Miss Carla. She knows what she's talking about. So now you wanted to say something.
Yes, I did. I wanted to say that no matter what you do, just know that you always, something is going to come in life that you're just going to want to look back and see, can I change this? But you really can't. So I really think I should just give to the poor and good things will come, because as I give to people, like a lot of good things to come. Because if I saw $100 bill on the floor, I will probably give some and donate, because
bring that by the shop. We got bills, girl. Bring that on by.
I would donate to the children who like in
have less than you do.
Yes, that like in the St. Jude's Hospital. I see the commercials every day on TV, and I just feel so bad for them kids that got little tiny arms and don't got no legs.
Right, but I also feel that it can be as simple as if you are in a better position than your friend, you should give them.
Yeah, you
and
should
then
give
if
them.
You have a friend who is in a better position than you are, like, they're going to give to you. Like, it's the whole chain. It's kind of like even a karma thing. Like, if you give to someone, then you'll also get something else, not necessarily
right.
from this person, but from somebody else. Like, it's all circle. We are all in it together. I'm actually having the song that I want to play for the end of the show that kind of speaks to this by Michael Jackson. But we have 3 more minutes, and since it's a show, it is a show about love in general, but I'm always curious to know about the romantic love. So, Miss Carly, if you have a few minutes, if you want to share your favorite love story from your own life, and also, like, what's your definition of love? And if you have any advice to young people out there about love and how to be in a relationship, that's your time.
Okay, so if I have to speak on love, I have to go to my favorite book, which would be the Bible. And the scripture says, if I speak in the tongue of men or of angels but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
Excuse me, I want to have a buzz, but our last minute, I want to say something. Ms. Carla, that was beautiful, but I also want to speak on love, how you can love yourself and your mom and your dad, because your family loves you no matter
what.
Right. Because I love my mother and love my brother and my stepdad, my grandmother, and all of my family. So I think that...
Those are easy people to love, though. What about the challenging ones in the neighborhood that you be fighting
with?
Miss Carla. Let's talk about that. I'm not a challenge. You're supposed to love me. I'm talking about the other kids in the neighborhood that fall out
with. I love Jayla.
Yeah, well, let's talk about how you love those that you don't love.
Kiki. Sometimes Papa, but he could be a sometimes lover.
I have no idea what these girls are talking about at the moment, by the way.
And I love all the other neighborhood kids, except one. But
who is that one?
I'd rather not.
No, okay, don't say the name, but why don't you like or love the
because
person?
She is really disrespectful and rude. She laughs at old people, and that's really not nice.
Okay, so we're going to work on that.
She'll get through that. Just remember, when someone is doing something bad,
yes,
they are suffering the most from it.
Hurts people.
That you just said it. So, okay, I tried to speak to these ladies about romantic love, but they nicely kind of got away from answering. What is romantic love?
That is romantic love. That is so romantic love. Like,
so
when it's time to...
Tell me your story. Like, you, I know that you were engaged.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
Wasn't it the case of that love that you just read about?
When you are a Christian woman, the way that we are to be loved is the way that Christ loves the church. So if I'm with someone who does not know how Christ loves the church, then how can they love me as a wife? You understand? You can't put the cart before the horse. So it was unloving of me to expect him to know how to love me when he didn't have that loving relationship.
So it is crucial to first have an ability to love in general, love people, before moving towards romantic love.
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple of people I'm in romantic love with right now.
Oh, wait a minute. I think this is a subject for the next.
Yeah, we'll save that for the grown-up show.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. So now you're not invited to that show.
No, you can't come to that one.
Exactly.
That's the one with the cocktails. You can't come.
When is the next time we do get to do the show?
No, dude, you're putting me right on spot. We'll talk about another show. We have 1 minute left. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, Miss Sasha.
For coming. We'll talk after the show. We have 1 minute left. Thank you so much, everyone who's listening to the show. This was What is Love on Radio Free Brooklyn. Stay with us. Another live show is coming up. It's Empty Orchestra. We can sing a karaoke on the show. And as promised, here is the song for the rest of your afternoon to be inspired, because we are all in it together, right? Mm-hmm.
We should heed a certain cause, 'cause the world, it seems, is right in this line. 'Cause there's a chance we're taking in needing our own lives. It seems we need nothing at all.